Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage and Real Talk Real Estate episode number 5. I am sounding a little hoarse today, so I apologize if you're listening to this and you're kind of noticing I sound a little strange. I was out of town this weekend and I'm battling a little bit of a cold, so just bear with me there. Today I want to talk about the fact that I was just in Chicago, Illinois for the National Association of Realtors annual conference and expo, and I got a lot of great information and saw a lot of cool things while I was up there. Took some great notes on some technologies that are up and coming and some different things that are going on. One of the things that I like to do as a realtor is to make sure that I am staying up to date and informed on what's happening in the real estate industry. Andrea, thanks for tuning in, as well as making sure that I'm educating myself as much as possible to help my clients know that they're being served to the best of my abilities. Education is one of the most important things, in my opinion, to make sure that I am handling transactions correctly, I'm being professional and as serviceable as possible, and making sure that the buyers and sellers who I represent are getting phenomenal service from me while I'm working for them. So one of the things that I did want to talk about today was the very first session that I got to go sit in, which was with Dr. Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. He was just talking about kind of the real estate industry as a whole and some information on home buyers and home sellers over the past year, as well as making some predictions of what he thought might be going on with the economy moving forward. One of the first things he wanted to talk about was whether or not we are experiencing any kind of bubble in the housing market. And based on the numbers that he's seeing, even though prices are rising, the number of sales is going up, and we're back to the pre-recession levels, there is no housing bubble that he's seeing in the foreseeable future. The number of homes that are being sold and the progression of the prices moving upward is much, much lower than it was leading up to the 2008 Great Recession. So as far as he was concerned, he did not see any issues that would cause any concern for a housing bubble of any kind. As a matter of fact, new housing starts are still significantly lower than they were prior to the recession, which is why we're seeing a lot of that price increase that's going on. It's not crazy inflated price increases due to subprime mortgage lending or anything else. Brandon, thanks for checking this out. A lot of it has to do with the fact that there is such low inventory currently that prices have to go up because the demand is still really high. The interest rates are still looking pretty good. He did make some predictions on whether or not they would change moving forward. And obviously most people, most economists, most experts are looking at the interest rates going up in the next year or so. But he still says conservatively we'll be looking at maybe the mid fours to the fives, low fives. He couldn't say for sure, but he thinks that we'll still be very low historical interest rates on mortgages and prices will continue to go up. So that was all great information that was going on at that session. Honestly, one of my favorite sessions that I attended the entire time I was up there, because it's always good to hear good news about what's happening in the housing market. Eventually, those slides will be available for me to get some more information to go into some more specifics on what's going on there. Currently, I don't have access to that information, but I did want to go ahead. Hey, Brian, thanks for tuning in. I did want to go ahead and get that information out there in case anybody's kind of wondering what's going on. I know I put out a Market Watch video every month for the real estate market as a whole in our area, as well as the Warrick Watch that I'll do for the Warrick County market that I put out every once in a while as well. But I think a lot of people want to know what's going on nationwide, because you hear the news media talk about the national real estate market. As far as everyone's concerned, the national real estate market is still going strong. We're going to continue to see prices increase over the next couple years, and we're still going to see that low inventory that we've been dealing with that high demand, with the interest rates being really good. So if you have any questions specifically about what your home may be worth, you can always let me know. Feel free. I'll put a button on this video after I save it that you can just click on that, send me a message, or you can just go ahead and comment down below any questions that you might have, and I'll go ahead and I'll try to answer those as I see those come up as well. In addition, you can always give me a call at 812-779-6273. Let me know your questions there, or you can send me an email at aaron@theaaronadvantage.com. I'd love to hear what your questions are. I really appreciate the feedback I've been getting from people about their thoughts on the show. If there's anything specifically you'd like to hear me discuss, let me know anytime, and I will see you live at 5 next week. Thanks for tuning in.